Good afternoon, and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. I'm John Coffey, alongside with Matt Trenton, as we'll talk Northwest Athletics for the next hour. As we've got a busy show, as we always do on Tuesdays here at Pizza Ranch. Lots to talk about coming off another good weekend for all the sports on the Northwest Missouri State campus.
That's exactly right. John Coffey got some Bearcat W's through the weekend.
Yes, we did, and from Northwest Missouri State football came out with a good win, overcoming seven turnovers and a great defensive effort in that matchup to pick up a win against Emporia State.
That's a sentence that won't get said too often, is overcoming that many turnovers and that many setbacks in a game. But, boy, you really got to credit this team for not giving up, battling through, and even when things look bleak, they still find a way to get this one done. So, not the high-scoring game, but an awfully exciting game there at Bearcat Stadium Saturday.
No doubt about that. Just found a way to get it done defensively. You look at some of their numbers right now. Top-ranked defense in the MIAA, 14th in Division II. In the red zone, just doing a fantastic job there as well. And just keeping teams out of the end zone is one of the big keys there, especially on Saturday. Just one drive that Emporia State scored, and that was just a 12-yard drive.
And, you know, they got that off of a Northwest Missouri State turnover, and so they resulted in points there. Of course, the safety coming after a stop against the run game for Northwest Missouri State offensively. So, essentially, you kind of think about how well that Bearcat defense played. They were phenomenal throughout. Sometimes you got to find a way to win ugly and win when you're not playing your best. And I think it's safe to say the Bearcats did that on Saturday from the offensive perspective. Not their best. We saw them a lot better the week before in Joplin, and I think we'll see them a lot better this week in Topeka. But I'm not so sure that you get a better performance out of the Bearcat defense just because they were backed up with their backs against the wall so many times. You think about a fourth and goal from the two that they came away with a stop. Think about the end of the game. Emporia getting a first and 10 from the 14-yard line inside a minute left, and the Bearcats found a way to get a stop. And plus, other times they were kind of compromised situations due to the field position they were put into. That was a pretty impressive showing from that Bearcat defense.
Well, and they have a winning record now, 3-2 on the season, and more importantly, 3-1 in MIAA play.
Yeah, it's just continuing to churn, find a way to continue to move forward. And so that was a big one to get that out of the way and continue moving up. And Emporia was undefeated coming into this football game. That's something important to remember, that they were in the front seat along with Central Oklahoma for the MIAA race early on here in this season. The Bearcats hand them their first loss, and now it's just stacking wins. Obviously, we talk a lot about the cliches of go 1-0 a particular week. You really have to break it down to that, because if you try to look too far down the line, it does get to be a little bit overwhelming at times. A lot of really good teams still ahead, but boy, if they can just get locked in on Washburn, have a good trip to Topeka, and find a way to get things done once again, it feels like folks are starting to kind of realize that Northwest is coming around.
And for that matchup on Saturday, it's a 3 o'clock kickoff. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 2 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. As far as the volleyball team, they opened up the past weekend with a very good win to start a weekend, which they went 1-1 against a couple pretty good volleyball teams.
Yeah, knocked off number 24 Washburn. They did fall to Emporia State, so 1-1 of the weekend, as you mentioned. But you think about what they did against Washburn, beating their second-ranked team of the season so far. A really good performance out of Abby Brunson. She had a double-double, led Northwest Missouri State with a career high of 25 kills, hit 440 in that game against Washburn. So that was a big one. Would have liked to have come out, obviously, and swept the weekend and knocked off Emporia State, but credit the Hornets. They're playing pretty good volleyball earlier this season. Now Northwest has to get themselves ready for a pretty tough road trip. Fort Hays was picked 11th in the preseason standings in the MIAA. Well, they're off to a 9-2 start, and they're 1-1 in conference. So that won't be easy going out to take on the Tigers in Hays, Kansas. Then after that, the very next day, driving to Kearney, Nebraska, taking on number 3, Nebraska Kearney. And that's always a difficult place to play, regardless of who you are in the country, coming into UNK to play in that fieldhouse. That'll be difficult. So Coach Worth, again, just trying to continue to stack wins and find a way to get things done. Northwest has won 7 of their last 9 matches, and they've played much, much better as the weeks have gone by. So looking forward to see what they can do this weekend.
Northwest soccer went 1-1 in the past week. A tough loss to Missouri Western last Wednesday, where they fought back and came back from a 3-0 deficit to come up and make it a 3-2 score at the end. Just kind of ran out of time there. Then had a nice win on Sunday, defeating Northeastern State 2-1 over the Bearcat Pitch.
Yeah, and they would have loved to get the Griffins, of course, but Missouri Western is playing really good soccer right now, so that was a tough one to go on the road, but they came back around, got that next victory on Sunday, and now it's about going on the road to Central Oklahoma and Newman, and so, you know, find a way to go out there and get it done defensively. Outside of the three goals, of course, against Missouri Western, they've really been playing really well defensively and limiting the opponent's attempts of getting shots on goal. Want to see that offense, though, for Northwest continue to get things rolling after two goals on Sunday against Northeastern State. So we'll see what they can do down in Edmond and out in Wichita this week.
Northwest Golf had a nice trip this past weekend.
Yeah, Bearcat Golf, again, playing really well as this season has gone on. The team got their second-place finish of the season. They went to the Southwest Minnesota State Mustang Invitational over the weekend and really performed well overall as Northwest Missouri State had four finishers in the top 10. As a team, it was the best two-round score in program history, so some really good things that are happening for Northwest Missouri State Golf. They've got the Grace Shin Invitational coming up in Edmond, Oklahoma next week, and then they'll round out their fall tournament season with one more at Mazingo 2 weeks from now. So still more golf to be played, but it really feels like this team's coming together. It's not just one or two golfers playing well, but as a unit, they're really stepping up.
Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We got a lot coming up on the show, and we'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show from Pizza Ranch in Maryville, alongside with Clayton Power now, a defensive lineman for Northwest Missouri State. I'm John Coffey, and Clayton, on the defensive side, you guys just played probably one of the best games you played in a long, long time against a very explosive Emporia State offense.
That was a fun one to be a part of. I feel like we played really well as a unit. Hats off to the guys in the back end. They played their tails off all day, allowing us to try to get some pressure up front after getting them off his first read. So it was a lot of fun on Saturday.
How tough is it when you go up against an offense like Emporia State? It's that short passing game where they just get the ball in the quarterback and boom, he's trying to find a receiver at the line of scrimmage or just down a few yards down the field. From a standpoint of a lineman, how tough is that for you to try to get pressure on the quarterback?
You know, from what we've seen in the past, they were getting it off pretty quick, so we were just kind of emphasizing, you know, finding a way to get him off his first read to allow us to be able to affect the throw a little bit. Because obviously if he's throwing it that quick, it makes it a little tough on us. But like I said earlier, the guys in the back end, they did a heck of a job, you know, getting on routes, putting hands on guys, and they did well all week long.
And as eventually you're able to get some pressure on the quarterbacks that got out there. Of course, Gunnar Gundy went out late in the first half with a hit there, and then just the rest of the way just kind of made life miserable for the quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know, we talked about some rush plans earlier in the week that we kind of liked, and, you know, we just wanted to do whatever we could to affect the throw, you know, just getting pressures throughout the game. So we ended up being able to rotate more and more guys. And, you know, guys like Travion Traylor picking up his first sack. I think we had five sacks as a team. So it was cool across the board seeing a bunch of guys get after it.
And I think that's one of the things that's been kind of a trademark of that defensive line through the years is being able to get that rotation in and out there. So you're fresh the entire game going up maybe against an offensive line or a quarterback that wears down as the game goes along.
Yeah, you know, against teams like Emporia that, you know, if you look at how many plays they have each game, they're on a tempo offense, so there's going to be a lot of plays. You know, sometimes you got to rotate in and out. So being able to trust some of those guys that haven't had as much of an opportunity to go in there and, you know, them shining, it's huge because it allows us to get a break and it allows fresh guys to go out there against a line that may be a little tired to go out there and do some good things. So it was great to see, especially in our unit.
Hey, you look at the game that they had before at Northwest against Missouri Western, 73 pass attempts in that game. I mean, that has to be something. They talk about an offensive line trying to protect for 73 passes like that. That has to wear them down as the game goes along.
Yeah, you know, I thought, you know, they're a line. We'd seen some stuff in the week that did some good things. So, you know, we knew we were going to have a challenge in front of us, but, you know, pass blocking that many plays in a row has got to be tough, I imagine, on an offensive line. So, yeah, hats off to those guys, I guess.
Now, I mentioned that Gundy went out late in the first half. They brought in their backup quarterback, Ricky, out there. And was there much difference as far as what you guys were trying to do against Gundy as opposed to a little bit of a bigger type of quarterback that throws with the right hand as opposed to the left?
You know, we thought he came in and did a good job for him. You know, he completed the ball. You know, I think the first play they said was a slot fade. So, you know, they were going to give him a chance to make some plays. He also ran the ball pretty well. He scrambled, had some big plays. So, yeah, we kind of kept our plan the same. But, yeah, he did. I think he did a good job for him.
And late in the game, Ricky's helmet came off there on that final drive that they had trying to get in before the end of the ballgame for a touchdown, and then they had to bring in, a backup freshman quarterback out there. How much of a difference did that make on that play for you guys to really get a nice stuff on the quarterback?
You know, I think, honestly, we just, you know, at that point it was third and 10. It was, you know, we knew it was kind of do or die time. So regardless of what quarterback was in there, we knew that, you know, the objective was going to be the same. So we were just trying to affect the throw any way we could, and on that one we were able to get to him.
You know, you look at some of the numbers the defense is really posting right now. I think, first in the MIAA in total defense, and you look in nationally 14th, 9th in D2 in red zone defense, and that has to be something you really have to hang your hats on there, just the job you do against teams as they make drives down the field against you.
Yeah, you know, we always talk about in practice how if they catch a ball or if there's a big play, you know, just get it tackled on the ground and give us a shot to either get it to a kick or potentially, like it happened on Saturday, to get a turnover on downs. So that's just something we've talked about the whole season.
I think another key, too, is third down conversion on the defense. You guys are doing such a good job on the third downs right now, and that has to be huge for you.
Yeah, you know, early in the year we started off not doing as well on third down, and that was a big point of emphasis the past couple weeks is getting off the field on third down, you know, and allowing us to get three and outs, which I think we've done a better job at, which has been huge for us.
Now, you look ahead to Washburn coming up. Record-wise, you look at them, they say 1-3 and 1-2 in conference, but you break it down a little bit further. They've probably had chances in every one of their games to pick up a win. They're coming off a victory, I think, this past week. But overall, their record could be much different if they get a break or two in each of those games.
Yeah, I mean, they played Pitt State. That was a one-score game. They had a chance to go win against School of Mines. So, you know, we got our hands full with those guys. You know, they did some good stuff against us last year. So, we know we're going to get their best shot. And we know it's going to be a game that's going to be a tough one.
Now, let's change directions here just a little bit on the show we have with Coach Wright on Thursday evenings this past week. He brought up a little something about your golfing abilities. And not only golfing abilities, but your fashion statements you make during the golfing outings you take with the team. Let's just kind of talk about what goes into the planning to get out there and do some golfing.
You know, I wouldn't say I'm the best golfer, but, you know, we try to have fun out there. And I think part of that is just kind of dress and have fun. So I wear some polos that have some interesting designs and different kinds of shorts and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know how much Coach Wright likes it or not, but
well, it sounds like if nothing else, you're making a name for yourself out
yep.
there.
And trying my best.
How much fun is that for the team to get out there and maybe get away from football and play a little bit golf? Sounds like that's something that you guys really enjoy doing.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We get the summer pass at Mozingo, so, you know, whenever guys don't have work, we try to get guys up there to play scrambles and stuff all throughout the summer. I think it's a good way just to be around the guys doing something other than football and just something we can do to have fun.
Well, and I talked about this, I think, in the past with you and also Shane Fredrickson. You guys have a little business on the side doing some of the landscaping work around the area.
Yeah, no, we've had that for a couple of years now in Kansas City, St. Joe, Maryville, just kind of areas all throughout, you know, I guess western Missouri if you look at it. But, you know, just something we've done. It gives us freedom to kind of make our own schedules, but also allows us to do some things that we normally wouldn't have if we were working other jobs. So just something cool we've done.
And it looks like you brought Joey Fredrickson in on this a little bit too, Shane's brother.
Yeah, so Joey, actually, he moved in with us in the summer when he started doing some of the strength stuff. So he's just been working with us every day, just giving him another chance or an opportunity to go out there and do some stuff with us. So, yeah, Joey's done some good things.
What's the future look like for you, Clayton?
Honestly, after after school, not really sure. I don't really know what other opportunities there will be, either in the work world, something sales related, or maybe have my own business, not really sure yet, but probably one of those two things, I'd say.
All right. Well, Clayton, thanks a lot for being with us here on the show, and good luck the rest of the season, and in particular this coming Saturday with Washburn.
Thank you, John.
You betcha. That's Clayton Power, defensive lineman for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, an honorable mention All-American, or All-MIAA player from last year, an honorable mention All-MIAA player, and off to a great start this year as well with us here on the show. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MaryvilleForum.com or at 660-562-2424.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking Northwest Missouri State cross country as the Bearcats had an off weekend last weekend, now getting set for the Griffin Invite coming up this weekend down in St. Joseph. It'll be at Missouri Western, the same course as the MIAA Championships coming up a little bit later on this month. And we're joined by Northwest Missouri State cross country coach Whit Cunningham. We've got redshirt freshman from the women's team, Olivia Baker, and a sophomore from the men's team, Grayson Tapp. And first, Coach Cunningham, just starting off, a good preview for what the MIAA Championships have to offer down the line starting this weekend. What do you look for out of the Griffin Invite?
Yeah, you know, we're going down there. We're going to face a lot of conference schools, which is going to be really exciting, seeing some of them for the first time. And, you know, I think the biggest thing I want to look for is just making sure we're aware of the course, we know the course, so there's no surprises in 3 weeks.
Grayson and Olivia, whenever you're going to a course like this, you know, just a couple weeks down the line, you're going to be right back there for a little bigger meet. Do you experiment? Do you try something new? Do you push yourself any differently this weekend to say, what can I do once I get to that course in St. Joseph for the MIAAs in late October?
Maybe a little bit. I think that going to a course like this, where you're going to see it again in a few weeks, you can do something different and then change it up if it doesn't work. It's definitely a good place to experiment and just learn the course. And yeah,
Grayson, what about you? Whenever you go into this and you know you're going to be seeing it again soon, how's your approach?
I mean, yeah, you could experiment a little bit with, like, going out on the first mile, maybe going out a little faster, going a little slower, see how you react to the different course and where and when you can go.
Coach, this course has undergone a few changes in the last couple of years, correct? I know you said you're going to try to go out the day before and check it out, get back on there that morning, and then obviously the meet actually coming up this weekend with the Griffin Invite. How are those changes tweak things? Is it a fast course? How do you think St. Joe is?
Yeah, it's honestly, the changes just made the course run faster. Ground footing is a lot better than it has been. You know, we did run there our first meet last year and got to see it and haven't been back since. But yeah, they're just making sure the course is spectator friendly, athlete friendly, and I think it's got some hills to it, but overall I think it's going to run pretty quick.
You know, we've seen Joplin for a lot of years host MIAAs, the regionals, national championships. That's got a pretty high bar. When you look at St. Joe trying to develop things, and this is a relatively new course, how does this compare to some of the better ones that you've seen?
Honestly, in the Midwest area in our conference, it's one of the best ones, I think. Right. It's a fantastic course. They're doing great work with it. The Mo West coach does a great job down there, and we're excited to get on it.
Northwest Missouri State heading to the Griffin Invite this weekend in St. Joseph. Grayson, for you, the men's team's coming off a win in the Roy Gregg Invitational just a couple weeks ago. It's a mature, experienced team overall already. Did that prove to the team, all right, we're capable of doing some pretty big things, let's go out? Or did it just reaffirm it? How did the team approach feel after getting that win in Minnesota?
It reaffirmed. Like, we knew we were going to be pretty good. We were in a good place, and going out there and being able to score that low points on that big stage and be able to beat ranked teams is a good thing for us, isn't it?
Now, when we think about that top six that finished in the top 20 at the Roy Gregg, juniors or seniors, and then you as a sophomore, is that group pulling you along, or are you kind of just aspiring to stay with those guys, or how's that dynamic with you and those teammates?
Oh, they're pulling me along. They're pulling me along in practice. We switch off every rep, and we just work together throughout everything.
Do you ever prod those guys in practice a little bit, let the young guy go out and beat them? Or?
No, just we switch off every once in a while. We'll go off.
Olivia, for you, able to get out and make the most of your season debut at the Roy Gregg as well. Ran last year in St. Joseph. Have you just been itching to get back and get that chance for competition right now?
Yeah. Coming back from injury has been a little tough. So I only raced once last year, so this was my first race back since then. And I'm just happy to be back out there with my team. And, yeah.
You put up some really good times in high school at Blue Valley West. You come to Northwest and obviously had some high aspirations. How much does the patience factor work in with you right now of making sure that you're not going too over the top and knowing that those times will cut down as you get more and more under your belt?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard to be patient, but I just know that, like, right now I'm just trying to build a foundation to build off of, and that's definitely helped. And just, like, as a team, I think we're all just being patient, trying to get, there's like a lot of girls coming back from injury and stuff like that, or setbacks, and I think as a team we'll just continue to grow.
Northwest Missouri State getting set for the Griffin Invite in St. Joseph coming up this weekend. Wake, we talked about last week with the week off, you had a hard workout on Tuesday, and you can bear to have the legs a little more tired now than maybe you want them in late October. How is everybody kind of going through things right now, and is everybody staying injury free to this point?
Yeah, you know, we have very minimal injuries right now, which we're really thankful for. Pretty minimal illnesses as well, you know. That's it's a challenge, especially for those freshmen living in the dorms the first time. Last week was probably the hardest training week of the season. I think the two people sitting here with me would agree. But everyone handled it really well. We're in a really great place, keeping our mileage high. But the nice thing is, since their coach is so nice, they get an extra day rest, and we're not working out till Wednesday this week. So they're... I mean, that's just a nice guy right there. But no, everyone's handling it really well. We're keeping mileage high. We're not backing off too much. And I think that's going to work well for us at the end of the year.
Is Coach that nice of a guy? Or did you guys twist his arm to get that day off?
We didn't have to do much.
All right. I'll take that. Northwest Missouri State back in action coming up this weekend in St. Joseph with the Griffin Invite. And then back at that same course, the MIAA Championships coming up October 26th. Coach Cunningham, Olivia, Grayson, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Northwest Missouri State Cross Country with us. We will step aside, back with more on the Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for KXEV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, Broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com. or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV Karen W. comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Pizza Ranch here in Maryville, talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. Now the Bearcats coming off a 1-1 weekend, sitting at 7-5 on the season and 1-1 now in conference play. We're joined by Northwest head coach Amy Wirth and senior Abby Brunson. And coach, opening up the conference season, the home opener as well, a weekend split. You beat Washburn in a tight battle, then a tough match against an up-and-coming Emporia State squad. Just your thoughts from the weekend.
I thought we did a great job on Friday night, playing at a very high level. We always match up well with Washburn, and we feel like we know what they're going to do before they do it. And so it's a very comfortable situation for us from that piece. Yes, they're a good team, but, you know, we match up well. So it was great to see what we did against them and how we played at that high level. It's always a hard thing to go to the second night after a emotional battle against five-setter and play well. That's something as a coach you have to think through and understand is probably going to be some battles that you go through with that next match. But I just didn't feel like we ever hit our stride when it came to the offensive side. They had some answers for us, blocked pretty well, kind of had us figured out before we knew what to do and go to the second layer. You know, you got to go back to the drawing board when it comes to having a better offensive performance the second night. So that's really where we are. You know, was disappointed in the outcome, but not disappointed in how hard we were working and how bad we wanted it. You know, it was frustrating to end the way it did, you know, being up 24-21 in the fourth and not being able to get it to a fifth, because I think we get it to a fifth and then we have that confidence in the fifth that we've won two of our games in the fifth. We were starting to figure them out. We just ran out of real estate. So, you know, you gotta learn your lessons from that, move on like we did yesterday. We learned what we did, you know, on the weekend and what our stats were, our benchmarks were, and now we got to move on and get ready for this week.
You think about that first match of the weekend, Washburn, about as close as they come, 31 ties, 11 lead changes. How pivotal was that second set of coming back to force a tie, then just neck and neck until about 26-26, you find a way to get the win?
Yeah, it's great when they're gritty and pushing through. You know, they do that all the time. We always talk about what we do in our gym compared to what other people do in their gym and take pride in that piece. And so we lean heavy on that when we're tired or when we're trying to push through something. So I was very proud of them for finding a way to win, you know, when our back's up against the wall, going point for point with the team. And I think that's really going to help us as we go through this season.
Abby, is there an emotional hangover sometimes when you have a, you know, you beat a ranked team and it's that tight, and then you've got Emporia the next day, and is it hard to kind of flip that switch and be back ready?
We didn't think it was going to be hard, but then Saturday kind of rolled around. We were waiting all day to play. Like, we haven't played like a 6 p.m. Saturday in a long time. Waiting around, we had got treatment. Like, obviously our bodies are getting kind of older. We weren't moving as fast. It felt like we were moving in slow motion out there on the court. Obviously, we were pretty amped up about beating Washburn, but then we just couldn't carry that over into the next day.
Well, it's a long season, so plenty to kind of learn from. And like, all right, pack that one away and figure out how do we carry that on later down the line. For you personally, the Washburn match, 25 kills, you hit 440. Was that one that you just kind of felt like you were in the zone?
Me and my setter, Ella Caffrey, were having a very good connection that night. Like, she was just kind of feeding me the balls no matter where she was on the court. I trusted her. She trusted me. I had no idea I was even close to 20 kills. And then we were going down to the locker room, and Ella goes, she's like, did you know you had 25? I was like, what? I was like, I had no clue. But, yeah, it was a good night. Obviously, 25 kills isn't going to be an every night thing. But if I can hang around that area, that would be pretty helpful.
Yeah, you think about going from Alyssa Rezot to an All-American, then Ella steps in. That's kind of a difficult spot, and she's kind of learning things. How has your chemistry between the two of you really grown the last season and a half?
It really helps. We're best friends off the court. So we're very close. We have a very open line of communication. We're very honest with each other. I'll be like, Ella, I didn't like that ball. She'll be like, I didn't like what you did with it. We're very honest with each other. I think the trust is the biggest part. I trust that she can give me the ball no matter where I am on the court. I go on a lot of attempts for a middle, which is not really heard of, because she can distribute that ball so well. She gets me splits. It's the biggest thing is trust. I trust she'll give me that ball. She trusts that I'll put it away.
Coach, don't yell at me for this comparison, but just kind of throwing together some numbers, okay?
Okay.
Different positions, too. We look at 2018 All-American Maddie Bruder through 12 matches. 173 kills. She's hitting .275.
Okay.
Abby through 12. It has 168 kills, so a few less. She's hitting .339. She's also third in the MIAA with 58 blocks. Not saying that the same trajectory. We're going to see the same result at the end. But she's putting together a pretty solid start to this senior season.
Sure. And what she'll do is keep her head down and keep doing that. So I think that's going to bode well for her for whatever happens at the end of the season. We like to say what we can control, and Abby does a great job controlling her controllables. And like I said earlier, she does it with a lightness to her that it's likable. You want to be around that piece. And from that piece, sometimes we get over-focused or we're, like, way too hard on ourselves. And Abby comes in and she's like, hey, how's it going? And she just brings the mood that helps balance us out sometimes. And so those are some of the things she brings to the court there and just what we can trust her to do on the court every day when it comes to blocking and offenses. Very high for us, and she's been doing it 2 years in a row now. She took a more significant role last year, and she's stepped up and taken that same role. And I remember there are times in the spring before last year that I thought to myself she could probably take over a gym, and now she's taking over a gym. So from that piece, I saw that early on that she was having glimpses of being able to do that, and it's fun to be able to see her get into that mode. Comparing her to Maddie, I mean, they're both competitors. They do it differently, but they're both leaders on the court, which I think is pretty neat. And we want people to lead by example, and Abby does a great job of doing that. So, you know, it's pretty cool to be compared to Maddie Bruder, who is our first All-American. And I know, you know, you want to be the best you can be your last year, and keep comparing, because I think Abby's going to keep stepping up to that.
Do those numbers resonate with you at all, or do you just... Doesn't really matter.
I'm not really a big numbers girl. I'm not very good at math or anything like that. Obviously, I'm aware of my numbers. I'm aware of how many kills I'm getting. One thing I really look at is my hitting percentage, like making sure I'm not making too many errors, because Amy's on us like, hey, we have to control our errors. So, like, my hitting percentage is something I'm aware of. But other than that, I don't really look at the numbers, and I would have, like, obviously it's amazing to be compared to somebody as good of a player as Maddie Bruder, but we're completely different positions, and like Amy said, I'm just going to keep my head down and keep going.
Bearcat Volleyball goes on the road this weekend against Fort Hays State Friday, and then Nebraska Kearney on Saturday. Coach, getting ready for those two coming up. The Tigers didn't have a whole lot of expectations coming in, 11th in the preseason rankings. They're 9-2, started off conference play 1-1. It's a team that Northwest has played well against, but they're kind of sneaky having a good start to the year.
Yeah, these are two different types of teams. So, one, you're on the road. Two, you're playing very different opponents. So, it's going to have its challenges. The thing that, you know, Fort Hays has always been known for is just how fast they run their offense. So we've got to be aware of that and make some changes when it comes to our speed and how fast we get out in front of them when it comes to blocking. But really, it's who's going to control their controllables at a higher level. It always is that. But especially when you're going into another gym, you have to control yours at a high level and understand you're on the road and trying to take something away from them. So I think it's going to be a challenge, but I feel like just us playing at our best is going to put out a very good product. And so getting that back this week, playing at a high level, feeling like we're keeping our ears down when we're doing that, I think will be very helpful. So looking forward to a good week of practice so that we can compete at a high level for two nights in a row.
Now, Abby, not to overlook Fort Hays, but with the number three team on the schedule on Saturday, you were on the floor for all four sets back in 2022 when the Bearcats beat a top 10 team in UNK. How does the intensity and things kind of ratchet up for a match like that against a great, great national team as opposed to, hey, a solid MIAA squad?
Yeah, we were actually just talking about this game. Us fifth years, we can't remember what years certain things happened. We were talking about it last night in the locker room, and we were like, when did we beat Kearney at Kearney? That's nice that you reminded us, because we were arguing about it. But Yeah, obviously, like, there's a few of us who do remember that game, and, like, it's a momentum game, and I think that's such a big thing, and Kearney hasn't had a lot of losses this season, but it would be so sweet if we could hand them their first one. It'd be kind of, we'd be pretty lit, I'd say.
And that's exactly what Coach Worth was going to say.
She was going to say
it's
lit.
Gonna be lit.
I just took the words out of her mouth.
That's right. Northwest on the road for a pair of matches coming up this weekend. Coach Abby, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
That is Northwest's head coach, Amy Worth, and Abby Brunson, a senior middle hitter for this team. The Bearcats face Fort Hays Friday and Nebraska Kearney Saturday. We will step aside and be back with more on KXCV at KRNW.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back into Pizza Ranch as we roll on with the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're talking Northwest Missouri State Golf as the Bearcats busy last week. They had the MIAA preview out in Kearney, Nebraska, then on to the Southwest Minnesota State Mustang Invitational. The Bearcats wrap things up over family weekend in Marshall, Minnesota, but finished second as a team out of 12 squads up there in Minnesota. We're joined by head coach Lathan Croy and freshman Lauren Briggs. Appreciate you guys coming on and joining us. And Lathan, you exhausted at this point? That's a lot of time on the road and a lot of golf.
Yeah, and certainly not the shortest of drives up to those two places either. So, yeah, I think the team was ready. They got the day off yesterday, and I think it was they were looking forward to that. But then it's a reset this week, and then it's another long drive down to Edmond, Oklahoma. But, you know, this is the thick of the fall season. It kind of goes by in a blur, and we're right in the middle of it.
A well-earned Monday off whenever you look at how this team's performed. The best two-round team scoring program history, four finishers in the top 20. When you go into the weekend and there's two tournaments, there's going to be some fatigue for the second tournament in those last two rounds. Could you have been more ecstatic for how they played?
Oh, not at all. And, you know, they played great golf at the MIAA fall preview in Kearney. That Monday and Tuesday, you know, I think last time I was on here, we talked a lot about putting a full 36 holes together. We had been playing great on day two, hadn't gotten off to a great start. And that fall preview at Kearney, they did. They played 36 great holes, set at the time the second best 36-hole score in school history, and then followed that up a couple days later up in Marshall, Minnesota, and broke the best score by 10 shots. So, you know, they're kind of on a tear right now, and golf's a game of streaks, and they're hot right now, so I'm excited to see how they play next week.
Lauren, is this momentum that you can kind of feel it every time you step up to the tee box? Like, hey, we're playing well right now, and it is a game that a lot of us played between your ears to where mentally this team's feeling really good.
Yeah, going into the second tournament this week, I felt really good because I knew that our first tournament, we started to pick up some momentum, and I even saw some momentum in my own game, so I felt confident, and I think that boosted everyone else around me, and we really pulled through this time.
And you're just a freshman, correct?
Correct.
I mean, I feel like a lot of freshmen step up there, and you're trying to balance the course load, you're trying to figure out what you're supposed to be doing academically, then you're playing golf on top of it, and here you are on one of the best Northwest golf teams that we've ever seen. What does this mean to you to be able to be as part of a pivotal season here for the Bearcats?
It's really awesome to be a part of that. Obviously, anyone going into a college team wants to do their best and finish the best that they can. So it's really awesome seeing our team perform at the level that we can, because I know it's there. We just got to put in the effort to get there.
So for you over the weekend, the Southwest Minnesota State Invitational there, you finished tied for 14th, I believe tied for 21st after day one. How loose were you going into day two, just knowing where the team was at, how you were playing, and just how things were rolling? Was it pretty just, we're just rolling right now?
Honestly, I kind of felt the pressure because at the start, my teammate Maddie was like, she's like, just beat your teammate. And I'm like, in my head, that's not how I view it. I'm more here for my own game. Like, I need to perform for my own level. And I knew the first day, like, the course, it seemed like there was a lot of holes to get birdies and a lot of pars. There was just two holes that I had messed up on, so I knew that if I fixed those, then I would be good for the second day, and it really worked. So I'm glad.
Well, Lathan, going into day two, it was about, what, five or six teams, all within four strokes of each other, Northwest sitting in second. You know, that's one that one golfer falters, all of a sudden everything kind of plunges for the team. Everybody stepped up and played really consistent golf. What was your message going into day two?
Really just control what they can control. I felt like they all had great plans on the golf course. They played really, really steady golf on day one. I don't think we made as many birdies as we could have or as we thought we could have on day one, and not from a lack of great shots, just didn't hold very many putts. And then in day two, you know, we got off to a hot start. Augustana, you know, got off to a little rough start, and then all of a sudden, you know, we were in, you know, that mix of 1-2. Minnesota State Mankato played a great second day as well. So it was just a really fun day on the course, watching a lot of teams play great golf, and, you know, we were right in the mix of it.
When you see Lauren come out and shoot a 78 on day one, and she shaves off five strokes on day two, and, again, just a freshman doing this, what has made her so dynamic this year?
She's just such a gritty golfer. She never gets too low, never gets too high, just pretty steady, has a great mental game. She'll tell you she'll get frustrated, but, you know, she doesn't let one hole affect the next one. And we always talk, there's 18 challenges on a golf course. There's 18 different holes. So, you know, if one doesn't go your way, you still got the challenge as soon as you step on the next tee. So it's kind of erase your mind and get back to it. She does a really great job of that.
We're talking Bearcat Golf with head coach Lathan Croy and also freshman Lauren Briggs. Lauren from Burlington, Iowa, tell us about your decision to come to Northwest Missouri State. What made this the right fit for you?
Going into, like, the college world, I was kind of looking for academics, but mainly golf, obviously. And I knew Paige Hoffman primarily, and there was a lot of other girls from Iowa, so it was kind of a top pick. And then once we got the visit in with AP, everything just seemed kind of fit in because I was interested in the agriculture, and the golf program seemed to fit, like, my needs. Not too demanding, but just enough that it was a perfect fit.
And whenever you find yourself, I mean, it's a lot of long trips with this small group of women and Coach Croy here. How has that dynamic been in building that camaraderie through this fall season?
Honestly, going into this season, I'd never had a full team, so this was really exciting. All the teammates, I mean, it's really fun. The Van Rides are just as exciting as the tournament, which is awesome. And just going out to eat and having fun nights at home here in Maryville. It's all been really awesome.
Getting that full college experience,
yes,
here.
Yes, really.
Well, Northwest Missouri State Golf this upcoming week will be in the Grace Shin Invitational. That's down in Edmond, Oklahoma, next Monday and Tuesday. Lathan, obviously, one more tournament beyond that. That'll be back home here at Mazingo. But I don't want to say expectations, but what do you put on the team as you head down to this next one?
I think, for the most part, just carry on the momentum that they've built over the last, you know, week, 2 weeks. We've seen that golf course before. The upperclassmen have seen it before. It's one they're familiar with. There'll be a lot of great competition down there. It's basically most of the teams from the central region. And so the competition level will be raised, and I think we're ready for it. I think they'll step up to the challenge.
Give me a quick snapshot of what was the weather like in Marshall last weekend.
Unbelievable. Mid-80s, no wind, about as nice as it could possibly be. I'm not sure how we lucked out like that.
Now, you know what it's going to be at Mazingo in mid-October for your tournament.
Yeah, just don't trust the forecast. It'll probably 50 degrees and 20-mile-an-hour winds. I would expect no less. And so
for sure.
They haven't quite had to experience a day like that this fall yet, so I know they're really looking forward to it.
Lord,
you better
get
hand warmers.
I'll make sure I have plenty.
Northwest Missouri State Golf back on the road next week at the Grace Shin Invitational in Edmond, Oklahoma. Coach Lauren, thanks so much for the time. Good luck next week.
Thank you so much.
That is Northwest Missouri State Head Golf Coach Lathan Croy with us, and freshman Lauren Briggs. The Bearcats finished second at the Mustang Invitational in Marshall, Minnesota over the weekend. We'll step aside. Back with more on KXCV at KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business. 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Millen Dinsdale Seed in Maryville and Oregon. Millen Dinsdale is proud to have former Bearcat offensive lineman Tanner Owen on the team as a crop specialist. To contact Tanner, Aaron, or the rest of the crew, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or online at NVB.com. Member FDIC.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. Turn now to soccer as Mark Gordon joining us. And Mark, coming off a week with a good win on Sunday, defeating Northeastern State 2-1, and then almost had that comeback on last Wednesday against Missouri Western, just coming up just a little short there.
Yeah, just we got ourselves too far in a hole on Wednesday. I think they came into the game really confident. I mean, they've had a really good non-conference run of things and came in. And I think they were able to execute on a couple of mistakes that we had, some small things, but that's a sign of a good team. So, for us to stay in the game after conceding the third goal 8 minutes into the second half and finding a way to fight back, I felt like if we had another 5 or 6 minutes, I felt like we were getting close to a third.
Yeah, just unfortunate, kind of run out of time there.
So. Yeah, just got to come out on our front foot a little bit more, and I think there's some things to be said about the group and what they did that night, and continue to move forward and try and score goals. So we learn and grow from those moments for sure.
But a good win on Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday, great celebration of our seniors. I know it's kind of untraditional. You do the last home game. Well, our last home game is first week of November and something like that. And you never know what the weather's going to be. So tied it into the family weekend. Nice weather. It was great to have, you know, their family and friends and recognize their contributions to the team it's a meaningful game just giving them the opportunity to play again in front of their family and be recognized for what they've done in the program.
And I know you talked a little bit about this last week, but it's kind of an opportunity to do that when the weather's a little nicer and some things along those lines.
Yeah. I mean, we tie it to the, you know, like I said, rather than waiting to the last home game in late October or early November, where we still have pretty good weather into September, early October. So. The gamble is less, I think, that time of the year.
All right. And with us here today is Ekathia Arides, I believe. Hopefully that's close anyway.
Close enough.
All right. And you had a heck of a game on Sunday as well, helping with that victory against Northeastern State.
Thank you.
And just kind of talk about that particular matchup and how that went for you.
We went into the game and we, after a loss, we really wanted to, you know, do it for our seniors, do it for the team, just to get ourselves back up from Wednesday, and so we went to the game with high energy, and we went down early, but with this team we never give up, and I think we all like are always encouraging each other to just give it our all and leave it all on the field, and so when I went in, I just made sure that I was giving my all and leaving it all on the field, and we were able to connect well and get us a goal, and then in the last 16 minutes we were able to get two, so that was a really good comeback for us.
And Siri Ott is with us as well, and Siri, just kind of talk about that, where the season's gone for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a really great experience for me so far. I feel like the team is super close, and we all have each other's best interests at heart, and kind of like Ekat said, we all leave it on the field for each other, and so I think we're going to be really competitive this year. We've got a lot of drive and grit, and so I'm excited to see where that takes us.
Mark, just talk a bit about what Ekat and Siri bring to this team for you.
Siri transferred in for us, we tried to get her out on the radio a couple times last year, but her class schedule just would never allow it. She's came in and really Kind of just like she's been with the team the whole time. She's really connected very quickly with her teammates. Plays in that holding mid six, kind of the defensive side of our midfield. She just gritty, you know, mucks things up for other teams, and just fights. Gritty, wins balls, she'll go into hard tackles, she just responds well. If, you know, there's a breakdown, her reaction is always to drop and help. And outside of just soccer, the individual she is, the leadership she brought with her and her mentality and making Northwest, her finishing place for school. And I think, she's just been a really good teammate, a good fit for the team and the goals that the team has. And like I said, she's just connected really well with the girls. Ekat is in year two with us as a sophomore. Has picked up more minutes of our, what are we at, 8 games now. Yeah. She has 4 goals on the season. She's contributing in the attack. You know, we were before coming on the radio just talking to them about some things that we need to maybe start the game on our front foot to maybe take some pressure off the back line and for them not to feel like they have to absorb so much pressure in the games. So they're ECAT's brain, soccer brain, she's always thinking about it, ways to get better, how can she help the team for us to find success. Again, super pacey, defensive responsibilities, understanding what she needs to do as a forward. You don't always get that out of forwards, but she really works back when we're not in possession of the ball if it's needed.
Now, Sarah, you come to Northwest, I understand, from Waverly and Shell Rock, Iowa area.
Yep.
And just kind of talk about growing up in that area and getting involved in soccer.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got the hometown feel, small town. I started playing soccer, I think, in first grade. The boys could start a year earlier than us, and that was no fun. So, growing up in a small town, you know, I kind of played small leagues until I hit middle school. And then by that point, we were traveling a few hours, 3 times a week, 4 times a week, to compete and play the game we loved and to get these opportunities to play at the collegiate level. And so I was one of a couple that played in college, and I'm very fortunate and grateful that my family kind of helped push me through that because it was a lot. And so I'm really grateful for my experience. I've kind of been all over the place in college and everything too. So but yes, like Coach said, I mean, this is my final home, and yeah, I love it here. So,
all right, and Ekat coming in from Liberty, kind of a little bit of a soccer hotbed down around the Kansas City area. Just talk about your start in soccer.
I started very young. I remember watching my brother's games, and I was so locked into those games, and everyone was so confused. They're like, "What? She's so locked into this game. This is so weird." And so they tried me out in one game, and I loved it, and I never looked back. In the Kansas City area, there's a lot of competition, which made it even more fun. Like, you just had extra drive to compete, and just you were surrounded by a huge, like, soccer capital, like, environment. And so you always had a lot of different opinions going into different areas all around. So that could be beneficial and detrimental in some areas. But I would say just having the environment of a huge, like, soccer town around just really kind of gave an advantage, because I could always look somewhere and just learn something new and found another thing to improve on so I could compete at the next level. And so I'm super fortunate to be able to play collegiate soccer too, and I love it.
You know, I think that's one of the fun things when you look at the way a team is composed, is two of you come in here with a little bit of a different type of background, but you're able to kind of mesh and form a great bond.
Yeah, you betcha. I mean, you get girls from different backgrounds, and I think that brings something unique to the team, whether it be on, off the field, leadership styles, that type of thing. We can all learn something from each other, and I think that's what makes this group special, is that we're willing to do that.
Well, Mark, back on the road this weekend, coming up Friday down in Edmond. You've got Central Oklahoma, then you finish up on Sunday with Newman.
Head down there for the match Friday night. I'm glad it's an evening game. It's supposed to be pretty warm down there. Very organized, pretty traditional 4-3-3. Big center backs, going to be speedy on the edges. And I think we match up very well in the bits of play that we've seen some of the results they've had. Playing with some confidence. They've had a couple hiccups in the last week and a half or so, but still getting results. And then from there we go up to Wichita to play a Newman team. Had a pretty hefty schedule on their side through their non-conference. Struggling a little bit, but I think playing in those environments and those kind of games prepare them, so you don't want to go in with a mentality that, you know, this is going to be something that we're going to walk away with easily. Every team in our conference is tough, even if someone's having a down year or they've started to struggle at some point. Their ability to respond in certain games at different times, it's going to matter, and they're at home. So we're looking forward to the opportunity and just some good time where we get to connect as a team on the road. And I enjoy kind of the interaction and watching our group and the things that that have become part of our culture that this team is adding to our team culture. And it's so much more than just the game. It kind of hit on it, you know, the different backgrounds, and people get to learn about people from different places and different things and different approaches. But when they step on the pitch, that's their common goal, and watching them work together is just a blessing for me.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us here. And EK and Suri, thanks for being here on the show as well. And good luck this upcoming weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
You betcha. And again, we're on the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. We'll be back. We've got more coming up right after this.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Carlson Seed, a generational family business at the Iowa-Missouri line, offering DeKalb, Asgrove Seed, Custom Spraying, and Pivot Bio. To learn more, carlsonseed.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from State Farm Insurance agents Carrie Myers and Kevin Neal in Maryville, and Nick Kodeman in St. Joseph, providing life, auto, and homeowners insurance and financial services. More information at 562-3882, 582-3512, or insurewithnick.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. As we bring in our closer, the head tennis coach for the Northwest Missouri State men's and women's tennis teams, Mark Rosewell. And Mark, good to have you with us here on the show.
Great to be here, John. I like that sport jacket you have on today.
Well, thank you. Just trying to class up the show a little bit. So. All right. Well, Mark, first of all, let's just talk about this past weekend for you. You took your men's team to the ITA Central Regional Tournament in Topeka, hosted by Washburn, and just kind of talk about the weekend.
Well, you know, we've got a young team, or down on experience for sure. I thought we did okay. Dominic got to the 16s, which is outstanding. He's one of our players, we had some other wins as far as the back draw and so forth. It was definitely a learning experience, particularly on the doubles, but they did okay.
I would imagine with such a young team that you're bringing in this year, really for both your men and women with the ITA activities this fall, that's been a good bonding experience for both of your teams.
Yeah, I like my teams. They're really good kids, and they want to get better, and they want to be there. So that's, you know, we don't have quite enough. That's why we're bringing in a couple more in January, hopefully on both teams. But I think once we do that, we will be get more competitive.
And mentioned a little bit earlier, what you brought with you for this weekend or this week's show, Marie-Lena Munchen, talk about coming to Northwest now. You're kind of a veteran with the team now as an upperclassman as a junior and what that means for you.
I mean, yeah, like being new last year, now I'm like in a completely different role. And I mean, it's just like kind of like giving the support to the new people and like helping them, maybe sharing some experiences and, yeah, getting better together, I guess.
And Mark, when you look at Marie-Lena here, what's some of the more areas that you've seen her grow as a tennis player?
Well, I mean, her colleagues voted her co-captain, which is certainly an honor. You know, that's really an important position for our teams, always has been. And then, you know, she got to the quarterfinals, top eight in the tournament 2 weeks ago, which, you know, that's fantastic. I mean, we talked about Laura going down, and we felt like Laura was at least going to get to the quarterfinals or maybe more. But, you know, Bree did it too, so there you go.
Hey, Marie, you come from Germany. Why is it Estenfeld, Germany, I believe. And that's the... Give us a little aspect of growing up there and getting started in tennis.
I mean, so it's like a pretty small village, so there's not a lot to do. So I kind of like started playing tennis because of my brother who started first, and I just went with it kind of. I mean, it has never been that easy there because there's not too many players that are playing at the same level. So there were some hard times sometimes, but I mean... You just got to put the effort and show the motivation every day, and then you can always get to that level. So, yeah.
Well, and obviously watching you play last spring, too, it's fun to see you and the rest of that team come together the way you did last spring as well.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, it was kind of different, like a new team, everything new. So still, like, competing together is, like, yeah. I don't know.
And Mark, as the ITAs now have kind of closed up for the fall for you, what's the routine for both of your teams as you go through the rest of this fall?
Yeah, we're gonna keep practicing. Gosh, they were so early this year that you know, we've got the whole month of October we can go outside and practice and play, and that's what we're gonna do and try to get better. You know, play some more challenge matches and work on doubles. And this is the time that, you know, nobody really thinks too much about, but, you know, go out there and just try to motivate and get better and so forth. So before we know it, spring will be here.
Yeah, Marie, what do you want to work on in the, not necessarily an off season, but in this time where you don't have to worry about matches so much coming up?
I feel like working, obviously, about, like, on... Like conditioning, weights, all that. It's always good to have a good fitness level, especially like in the close matches. But also I want to work like on, let's say the confidence, I guess. Still a lot to do there, especially like sometimes for the forehand. But yeah, never stop working, I guess.
They had a workout this morning actually at 6:30, and it was really positive from the coaches and players and everything. So that's what you like to hear as the head coach, you know.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And Mark, thanks a lot for being with us on the show. And Marie as well, thanks for being with us.
Always good to see you, John.
Oh, you betcha. You bet. And again, coming up this weekend on Saturday, Northwest Missouri State football, Northwest on the road to Topeka as they will face Washburn. It's a 3:00 kickoff. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 2:00 for Bearcat game day. And don't forget, we'll be right back here next Tuesday for another edition of the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. For all the coaches and Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Pizza Ranch.